Hey, welcome to another episode of the Journey Online Podcast, our first one in 2016.
New year, baby.
Hey.
Yeah.
Pop.
We
just did a popper.
We
imaginary
did.
Imaginary popper.
You did.
Fireworks.
So, yeah, fireworks. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Sounds like a gun.
You know,
gun
it's like a,
speaking
like a
of guns.
Super,
no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
that's
another pop.
That's a whole other pop.
That's one.
I make a resolution to not talk about guns.
There you go. That's awesome. Let's do that.
I make a resolution not to talk about anything political this year unless
oh my gosh.
Don Gentry is with us.
Unless who?
Oh,
yes.
Don
oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so
just
it's great.
But
great
we have to take pictures because he's going to get all red in the face, and
oh,
it's
yeah.
going to be awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll have to do some kind of video element to this.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we're glad that to have a new year with some new topics and new things coming at you. Joining me today, if you can't tell already, is our esteemed host, or not host, our esteemed panel here is Matt Dawson.
We're esteemed.
Yeah. Esteemed.
Esteemed, my friend.
I just bestowed
I've
it.
I've made it.
You have made it.
Mom, I've got nothing left.
That's right. So you told me to reach for the stars, and I did.
So Matt Dawson's with us. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. You have a good holiday? Good break.
I did have a good holiday, dude. It was awesome. Good. I've had a good start to the year, too.
Rested, ready to go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Matt is struggling with some head stuff as
I am,
too.
But right now I'm clear.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it just
you
goes off and on.
Be.
Yep, it goes off and
well,
on.
I am not clear, but
are
you? I will just talk like this anyway. So it's just
yeah.
You sound
exactly
pretty
normal.
The same. You sound exactly the same.
It doesn't sound any different.
And then our technical guru and keeps us in line is Daniel Schaefer.
Oh,
how's it going,
yeah.
man?
Doing great.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
how you're the one who keeps us in line.
Yeah.
You like that?
Always. I mean, always.
You had some holiday
I've been that
adventures,
since
right?
I was like five. So
yeah.
Keep
that's just
line.
My role.
You had some good holiday adventures.
The kid in
rules are here for a reason.
The kid
okay.
in kindergarten is making every line up straight. Guys, I'm in trouble.
Guys, I swear, if you don't line up, we're going to have to put our heads on our desk and miss 10 minutes of recess. Just
I miss
get
recess
it together.
One more time.
That's exactly right.
If I'm told that I have to suffer with the rest of you because you screwed up.
I am thankful for the Daniels of this world.
Recess is the reason I exist.
That's exactly right.
Really.
So, Shaver, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good break, good holiday.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, not quite as restful as I was hoping
right.
for, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, you had,
that's
a few,
the holidays.
You had a few adventures in there.
Traveling,
yeah, just
man,
a couple.
Yeah.
Which we knew it would be in our last podcast. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yep. We knew it was going to be a good time anyway.
Yep.
But, yeah, so it's a brand new year, brand new journey for us here as we go
see
through
what you did there.
Brand new everything. Mm-hmm. So we're excited, but also with a new year, you know, here it comes. We're going to spend these next few minutes just talking about New Year's resolutions. Oh,
resolutions.
Yeah. That's the word, right? That's the word we all like when it comes to a new year, some New Year's resolutions. So before we kind of – I got a few little questions we'll just kind of walk
cool.
through together. But what are your just general overall thoughts on New Year's resolutions?
I don't do them. I really don't. I didn't – I mean, I like having goals,
yeah.
you know. But I don't tend to do – I don't know. I don't tend to do. I've sort of been forced to in church world.
Right.
Church world's
oh,
made
yeah.
me forced to kind of use January to December as a yearly marker. I've never used that as a yearly
yeah.
marker before. It was always either the school year or
right.
summer to summer or whatever the case is. I don't know why, but you know, getting into church world, it you know, years ago, it sort of forces that
yeah.
timeline on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about your overall thoughts about resolutions? And
do you do?
I
them?
Mean, I don't have a problem. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually
that's what, yeah,
set
we were
a list
beforehand.
Of resolutions in my life. Like, I mean, you know, at the church I worked at in Wilmington, Mike
yeah.
is the one who started My One Word. So,
yeah. And
I mean,
actually
I,
like
only
the One
kind of,
Word.
Yeah, no, it's great. I've only half-heartedly
like,
done it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't feel like that's a resolution.
No, it's
no,
more of a,
it's
right?
not,
more of a
it's
general
It's more of a
theme.
Mindset,
like a,
yeah,
which
like a, yeah.
I like kind of better. But, I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with resolutions.
Right.
I just never
yeah.
do
you just
them.
Don't really do them. Yeah, now
you
said
that?
Something interesting. Do I do them? I have done them.
Okay.
We were talking beforehand. I was like, I can't remember really the last time I sat down and said, okay, this year I am going to do
blank.
X, Y, and
yeah.
Z.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if I do those, then it'll be great. Now, I can't remember the last time I sat down and did that. You know, you challenged us.
We had children
yeah.
and it got busy.
Right.
Then
things,
it's just like
things happen.
Year number 12.
Well,
year number 12.
I did say that.
Well,
are
I
they alive?
Good.
I said, you know, life is unpredictable.
Yes,
so why am
yes.
I going to try and map out something
yeah.
in the confines of a year and a life that I just can't predict.
That's
you
true.
Never know what's going to happen. So I don't
especially
really know.
At your house, man.
Yeah. No, it's always crazy. always. But you raised something interesting as you were talking about that. You said
yeah.
that you have goals. You don't necessarily
I do.
Have resolutions. How do you view that differently than what,
you know,
what differs in a goal and a resolution? Is it?
Goal. I have lots of goals, and goals then just become priorities. What goals are my priorities right now? And then I kind of work at goals in sort of the list. And some goals are time sensitive. So
right.
certain goals are going to happen. Like last year here at Journey, Hope for the Holidays was a goal, right? Yeah. And that was something I'd dreamed about and talked about for a while. And, of course, that had a timeline on it. You know, it was going to come and it was going to go. So that's kind of one thing. The other side is that I have kind of bigger goals that are more than a year. And so they're kind of like more directional things. So I guess that's for me. And then I have smaller goals that are just like, you know, weekly.
Yeah.
You know, like weekly kind of like I need to be paying attention to this. And so because of that, I think I do better to keep a list of goals.
Yeah.
Try to keep that in front of me, which is hard.
Right.
You know, I've talked about that. But that's different to me than this year. Okay, this year, you know, 2016, I want it to be blank, you know? And it's like, well, if my overall goals already are pushing me towards better things, then I don't really feel the need, I guess, is the best thing. I have no overarching need to have a yearly goal. Because right. I have other goals right. that smaller, shorter, longer.
Yeah. You know, yeah, what about you? Do you like goals or anything like that? Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you know, there's always like the thought because everyone's talking about it. Like, yeah, I should get in better shape or, you know, something like that. But nah, I mean, like, yeah, with the My Own Word thing, it's kind of the same thing. It's like a goal or like an area I want to. So, you know, it's like when I was super stressed out, you know, it's like just relax or something like that, you know, taking. And so, you know, it's like for the first 6 months of the year, it was on my mind. Like, you know, like.
Right.
And then I forgot about it. But, you know, it just.
That's even my one word last year was hard because the year before that was focus.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually really good, but it actually bled over into this year. But then I had changed my word to experience because last year I wanted to have some experiences that I never had. But that's hard. Like you know, new experience today. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to punch myself in the face. I'm like, you know, I mean, you set yourself up for, you know, you know, failure, I guess, if you're.
Yeah.
So I did. And then, but it was more like, it was like you said, as a filter, every time I had something happen or I had an opportunity to do something, you know, experience, hashtag experience kind of came to my mind. I was like, oh, this is it. Like, I'm going to do this. Like I went to kayak and my wife got me the National Whitewater Center got me a pass for my birthday. So I was like in March and you know, when the weather was getting better, it was like, dude, that was so much fun. Like I tried paddle boarding. I sucked at it. I was, you know, I was doing the kayaking, but I really loved kayaking, dude. I get my cigars out there. Don't tell them I did that. And then, I'd pack them in my water bag and then I'd just go out for a couple of hours, man. It was so awesome. Like there were some experiences that will forever be with me kind of thing.
Right.
But last year was more of a maybe I'm paying more attention, you know, to experiences. So it's hard. And then, you know, kind of halfway through the year, I was almost like, am I going to have any other experiences? I don't know. I did end up having one of those staff retreats. So the very end, I had a good – that was awesome. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know. So as I look towards the new year, I think one word for me is the best, if I can say it, best way to frame – the goals I already have.
Right.
And it helps me frame my priorities.
Yeah.
How's that sound? I already have goals. When my one word comes, it's like, okay, now out of all my goals that I have, they filter into priorities based on that one word.
Mm. Right.
So that's kind of, I guess that's how I do it.
Yeah. I think I like that, like how you said that with the priorities, because I think that's probably where I'm more fall in line. I have like these little priorities or even projects, you know,
like
this year I want to do this, and this, you know, it's not a resolution. It's just like, you know, these are some projects
or
some things about priorities.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's been a shift for me in the last few years, is trying to reprioritize and that kind of thing.
You know, Daniel,
important.
So you were at the church where Mike did this. So why don't you give a quick, like 2 minute, explanation just for people who are listening.
Yeah, because
they don't know what we're talking about with one word.
I would even say that we're probably even in the minority when it comes to like New Year's resolutions and those kind
of things.
There's probably a lot more people that are like, you know,
I want to lose 10
pounds. I like to start in January
read this.
And change things.
I'm going to read every day.
And one great way to do that is the one word. So, you tell us a little bit about that.
I'm going to go ahead and say you can buy the book, My One
Word. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My One Word.
Hear that, Mike? I'm plugging it for you.
Small commission.
It's really, I mean, it's what we're talking about. It's a way to take it from a list of things that you feel you have to do and that you're kind of setting yourself up to fail for, and going, okay, what does God want me to focus on, like frame my mindset for?
Mm.
And so, I mean, I might be butchering that. I might be.
I like the frame your mindset thing. That's
but
good.
Yeah, because you know, it's like if you go into the year and it's like your word is like health, just in general, then that's what your mindset's going to be. And it might mean God's going to challenge you on it, but Who knows?
You know, it may not have anything to do with exercise right away.
Right.
Have more anything to do with
it. It might be mental health
or,
for that.
Or yeah, you know, you haven't had a test done. You've wanted to do this. You need more sleep. I mean, there's tons of things.
Yeah.
And I like that better than I need to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
Or I need to get in shape. Because those are so, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Man, you're just going to – where's the – that's so subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already have a shape. It's pear-like.
Yeah.
I don't know what shape you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
But as I do remember one thing Mike said. You know, he's like, if you choose your word as, like, patience, then prepared. Because
– oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're. It's not just that God's gonna like throw things at you, but you're gonna be aware of all the times that you're not.
Ooh, nice.
And it's gonna make it hard because you don't learn patience by not having to deal with it.
Right.
Awareness is a good word.
Yeah.
In terms of just like your one word brings awareness around your mindset.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. So we talked about the fact that we don't really make them, but we have different goals, maybe different priorities.
We're so the wrong people to be doing this podcast, I guess.
But
should have one person.
But
that
you did say
completely goal oriented.
Well, you did say you have some goals and some things.
Yeah.
So what's one big kind of goal or project or something like that you want to, like, as it rolls around to October, November, December, that you want to like say, man, I've made a lot of progress toward this.
You know, for me, I have two. Right now that are in my head. One is a book that I've been thinking about for a while. Remember when we did the series Beneath the Surface?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been writing some things down and just working through that. And I really want to tackle in the written form, which is hard for me because I'm not a writer traditionally. I'm more conversationally driven. And so I'm wanting to access Facebook and social media communities. And I want to talk through some stuff. And I want to record it all. And write it into, you know, kind of have it as an ebook or something that talks about, you know, the tension between, you know, fear and faith and, you know, how fear is not really something you get rid of.
Right.
I mean, that's just true. I mean, the Bible wouldn't have said don't be afraid all the time if fear was something you could really get over, you know, like leprosy. You know, you could just like be done, like it could be miraculously gone. No, fear is just something that lies there all the time and rises up, you know, and challenges you all the time. And so it's kind of one of those, like, I want to talk about fearlessness. And what it looks like to have a fearless faith, you know, but I don't want it to be just, again, me kind of pouring out my brain into paper is going to be really boring. And so I want to take stories. I want to take people's experiences. I want to take what people in the, you know, on Facebook and stuff have to say. So I'm going to engage this year in a lot of social media discussions about the stuff that I want to be in the book. And I'm really hoping that the community that we're, you know, that around me will pour into it. I'm really excited about that. So that's something that I'm taking steps towards in terms of the goal. If I take steps towards it, it won't matter to me whether next year it's done or not.
Right.
At the end of the year, that's not. I'm
if
not setting myself for.
Can we get royalties?
If you get royalties, yeah, I don't know how to do that. I want to quote people, maybe, you know. Daniel Schaefer said, but you know that there's that, and then the other one was, you know, I started a new. I've been rolling around with just how to help ministers and leaders.
Yeah,
and decided to do kind of just a side platform online. Where I specifically kind of talk about the things that I spend time talking with pastors about all the time.
Yeah.
And I call it Stuff Pastors Do.
Right.
Right. And so my goal is with this is just to do, you know, I mean, we're involved in so much stuff as leaders of churches that there's lots of discipleship stuff, there's lots of spiritual stuff, but I don't really have a lot of things. When I sit down with pastors and talk, I go right to practical.
Right.
It's not because I don't care about discipleship systems. I go right to practical. I go right to, like, you know, internet. Why internet fails you and what you can do to make it better. What, you know, it's like, how can you have people in your church leverage to do, you know, to do this kind of event? I want to talk about the practical things. And I usually spend that's how I usually spend most of my time with pastors. And I'm usually surprised that pastors and leaders are, it's like they love talking about it because it's the stuff they do. They have to deal with it every day.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody, as far as I can tell right now, there's not a whole lot of places out there you can just go and just deal with the stuff that you do as a ministry leader, you know, the stuff you do every day. I know worship leaders have some forums, but you know, pastors and other ministry leaders. So I'm trying to create something like that just so that what I already kind of do naturally, I can feel like I can help people do in a bigger way.
And broader,
And just kind of write posts about it, do some podcasts for it and some things. So I'm excited about that. I was really excited when God kind of gave me the Stuff Pastors Do because I couldn't figure out what it was. And then finally, I kept rolling around. Like the one word, it was just like, stuff, man. It's just all the stuff. Gosh, it's all the stuff. It's the stuff we do. And I was like, that's it. That's what it is. It's stuff pastors do. So anyway, that's another goal. And I'm kind of launching that right now. And so, it's just, again, it's just one of those, It's just an overarching goal. Yeah. There's some, you know, obviously little things that have to go along with it, but I'm excited about it, you know? And so this year, and now the only thing I'm not ready yet is I have about 5 words floating around and I'm not sure. I can't even share them with you yet because they're so in the air right now. I'm not convinced yet what my one word is. And I'm really kind of giving myself the end of January to figure it out because I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a hard part. You're supposed to rush it.
The book had a whole process that I don't remember.
You're not supposed to rush it.
But I do remember that you had time.
Those are awesome projects, man.
Yeah, dude. Those are my two big ones I'm excited about.
End of the year, man. Seeing how that happens. What about you, Schaefer? You got any projects, goals, anything? I know you're not a big...
I want to get...
You're not a huge goal setter.
Yeah, that's right. You do want to travel.
That's personal. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like, there are a bunch of other things that I want to do, but...
Yeah.
It's stuff that I've been working on for a couple months. Like, there's not some that I go, this is the year that I have to...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's just not how my mind works. And
right.
I mean, I was in school and then I was in charge of a college ministry. So like the beginning of the year to me is still like September.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
right.
August or whatever that is. So, you know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. It just doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only goal I really have is I want to go to Europe.
That's awesome,
cool, dude.
Yeah. So that's a good goal.
Yeah. And not just you, Brendan.
Well, right. Yeah. Take Brenda with me. Yeah.
But that's a big goal and a big trip.
Without her,
it would be awful.
She would not be here.
Oh my gosh. That's exactly right.
Oh, that would be horrible.
It's a good time, man. Pre-kids, like, oh, my gosh. You guys would have so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good goal.
Traveling when I'm on a mission trip is going to be very weird.
Mission trips are great, but you're right. Like, you should have some travel.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with that. Like,
absolutely.
You know, that's cool. I like that, dude.
When you guys are settled here now, finally. And,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You've had no transition for, what, about 365 days now?
Yeah, it's very close. February might be the first time
that
I've lived in a building for more than a year since I went to college.
So you don't have to think about relocating and life change and all that. You can actually, like,
that's true.
Plan
a trip.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
So that's awesome.
I love it.
That's a great goal.
How about you, Zach?
Let's see. Man, I am a terrible goal setter.
Hey, what about tell everybody one time, what was the thing you did with the words? That was really cool.
When you had the words in the frame. Well, it's kind of like you. I couldn't decide on just one.
Okay.
I mean, there was one kind of overarching one. I can't really remember what it was at this point.
Yeah.
But trust me, I lived it out.
No, that's
that
right, because you had.
I lived it to the max, you know.
Trust me. It was just one word I can't remember, but I lived it every day.
But as I was thinking, as I was processing through all those words, it was like, what was that? That was 13, I think.
It was
2013. Yep. And so I don't know. I kind of narrowed it down, and it just happened to be 13 words. And
that's so cool.
So I just printed them out in like this little poster thing. I was like, I like all these words.
It was like a sound. It was like a word cloud, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was really neat the way you did it.
I framed it in my office and just put it up there and
you have
just
an office?
Just at home, yeah.
Oh,
at home.
Okay.
Yeah. I certainly don't have one here. No.
I was like,
I have a chair in the lobby here.
Like,
I haven't seen
that here.
You have the
lobby. Is there a little cubby somewhere that I don't know about?
Yeah, let me clarify. My office at home.
Yeah, your office at home.
I put it up on the wall. And so as I'd be in there working, I'd see some of those words. And like one of them was like friendship. You know, and just seeing that sometimes I'd be like, man, I hadn't checked up with him on, you know, I've got two buddies that I try to keep up with a lot that we went to college together. And I would see that and be like, man, it's been 2 weeks since I talked to him. I'm going to stop what I'm doing and call him.
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was just cool to have that as kind of a reminder to do some of those things.
Cool.
And I didn't get them all done, but, you know, that was fun. That was a good thing that I did that kind of helped remind me.
I took a course on goal setting one time. It was online.
Wow.
So it wasn't a real course.
Interesting.
Are you a Phoenix? Are you secretly a Phoenix?
No, I'm not a Phoenix. I'm a student. That's right. Phoenix
goal
alum.
Goal setting in the spirit.
Yeah. Phoenix alum. Go golden wings. No.
Does that transfer into normal college?
There's transfer. Is that accredited?
the Harvard of the West. Phoenix Online. What was the thing? No. When you know, when we were talking about the goals, like I think we did it at the staff retreat, the SMART acronym or whatever, was it similar to that? But I remember that and going, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I've done that with a lot of my goals. So, like I said, there's more stuff to these other things, but I have kind of made some things time specific and you know, capacity wise, can I handle what this is going to ask of me? You know, that kind of thing. And it's not bad. It's one of those things where, because I'm a big dreamer.
Yeah.
So that was really helpful for me. And I only say that because it's not my personality to try to boil things down to like a logical, you know, reasonable timeline or framework. I mean, I like to just kind of throw it out. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's gonna, you know,
yeah.
But I'll be like, Europe, yeah, you know. But like, can I afford it right now?
Right,
when would be the best time to go? Like,
so
there's a lot of things people can do that, I'll be honest, I think work out better as New Year's resolutions than right. anything. If you add that smart, and you just have to look it up online because I can't remember them all.
Yeah.
But measurable, you know, all those things, yeah. you have to have some, you know, little handles for your goals or resolutions, whatever they are, just to know that you've made some progress. I mean,
right.
When Ryan taught this past Sunday, he was talking about, he was talking about some of his goals, and he was talking about the fact that he didn't get, but when he said he read 25 books, I was like, I didn't read 25 books.
That's not a failure. Yeah. I did not view that as a failure.
I didn't read either.
Are we allowed to reread books or right. is that 50 new books?
No, I definitely reread books. That's for sure. But you know, he said 50 yeah. and then of course he's like, well, I only read 25 and my brain goes, okay, dude, then the goal is to read more.
Right.
Right. And the goal is, and how am I going to read more? Well, I'm going to take this one night a week instead of doing TV or YouTubes or whatever. And you know, I'm going to do this. And I'm yeah. like, that's way better than the,
oh, yeah.
like you're setting yourself up,
yeah.
you know, for a 50-50.
Well, you know, we're such
goal.
A, we're right. such a checklist
yeah.
kind of society that sometimes we think we really want that number. Like we think we want that I want to read 50 books or I want to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
But that's really not the end goal. You know, the
right.
end goal, like if you want to lose 10 pounds, really the end goal is you want to be healthy. You want to have a better health aspect, or if you want to read more, you want to have more knowledge, or
actually,
like
people
said,
don't really want
more.
To be healthy; they just want to lose 10 pounds so their jeans aren't as tight,
right?
You know, but they still want their beer and their cake and their they don't really want to not go to Dunkin' Donuts. They just
yeah.
want to be they just want to make sure that everything doesn't look like it that's bulging.
But I,
you know,
but I think
so.
That's what
I
want appeals.
To be able to go to Dunkin' Donuts without being judged.
Yeah. Exactly, that's exactly right.
But that's what appeals
oh,
to me
fit.
About
that's
like,
fine. They can go there
about the like the one word like
yeah.
What appeals to me about that more than. Then the resolution aspect
yeah.
is the fact that you don't put a number or a, you know, I guess necessarily a time frame on it. It's something that guides you through what you do. And so, yeah, that's what I like about that better.
Mm-hmm.
But you talked about Ryan. I kind of stole some stuff from the Twitter here because he said this, and Daniel and I were talking about it beforehand. He says, New Year's resolutions, they can be motivational, inspirational.
Oh, yeah, I love
they
this.
They can be a channel for hope.
Or yes.
They can be an image of a better self. But then he said what they actually are
what they actually are
depressing, a channel for failure, and a picture of your actual self. Now, you may not necessarily agree with all those, but –
No,
I wanted
that
to
was
talk
dead
about
on. That. I want to talk to the person who doesn't agree with that. I
Hi,
dead
how's it going?
On. Yeah, I loved it. Are you Hi. Serious?
Okay,
dude, I loved it. It was such a great contrast.
Okay,
go ahead.
My thought on that is that the can be and the are should be switched.
Oh,
because no matter what, whenever you make a resolution, it is motivational, inspirational.
It's true.
It is a channel for hope, and it is an image of a better yeah. self. Then if you don't do it, then
it can be
then
this.
It can be
right.
that.
It can be a channel for failure.
Yeah.
It can
so,
be,
I,
yeah.
so I just think it's
semantics.
Switch,
yeah. My gracious.
Hey, language, man.
You love it. But the contrast is cool. The contrast
oh, yeah, no,
is
the
really
contrast
cool.
Is great.
When he said the, what did he say? The person you want to be.
Right.
And versus the you know, the who you really are.
Yeah.
I thought, man, that is so the way people land.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really do land on either one of those sides. It doesn't matter whether they reach it or not. They land one of those two places.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Well, and I wanted to talk about it from the sense of, you know, he obviously painted a picture of this is what we hope it will be.
Yeah.
But sometimes this is more or less what it becomes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get your thoughts. What do you do like when you make a resolution or have a goal or something like that and the year goes by and you just it didn't happen? So where like have you had things like that?
Yeah,
like,
I'll share one
like an experience.
I'll share a personal one with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to I've been on a health journey for about 14 months now. With a doctor and, you know, doing some things. It's been amazing. So I'm saying this from the standpoint of it's been great. It's been the best thing I've ever done. Got a lot of things done. My health is so much better. My, my blood work and everything's so much better. I mean, I reversed some major stuff. I mean, and I say that from the standpoint yeah. of, I really have. Now, but here's where it hit me. I thought I would only be in the program for a year.
Mm,
okay.
Right.
And so about 6 months in, I was losing the weight. I was going through all this stuff. And I stopped. Like, the losing weight stopped, kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like less than a pound kind of thing every couple of weeks. And the scale, I even wrote a little post about this for the Hope Fit guys. I was like, the scale just started to lie to me, you know, because I had in my picture, my mind, that health equaled blank, that,
right.
you know, whatever looked like this. And I thought I was going to be like 260, 275. Like at the end of the year, I was going to be down at this certain thing. I had seen videos and, you know, mm-hmm. you get inspired by all sorts of things. And my brain is going, I'm going to look like this and I'm going to fit into these kind of clothes. And I'm not a vain person, but it was like my brain was already there. It was right. like, you know, you were trucking like a train down a track. And the problem was at the end of the year, I remember going in for my checkup and I was already kind of feeling a little deflated. I went in for my checkup and he was already kind of showing me like there was this massive transfer stuff happening inside of me. Like there was tons of fat loss. There was actually muscle gain starting to happen. Like, don't believe the scale.
Right.
Like, don't, the scale's a liar. And he basically said the scale's a liar. And I'll never forget when he said these words to me. He showed me it was my last blood work, full blood work thing I did at the year. And he looked at my blood work. It was like phenomenal. And he said, look, at the end of the day, the blood doesn't lie. Right. Mm. He said, the blood does not lie. He says, your scale lies. He said, your scale goes up and down based on water right. and everything else.
Yep.
And he was like, in some weeks, you know, it looked like I gained 5 pounds. And the next weeks, it looked like I gained 5 pounds of fat, just depending on where I was. But he says, overall, you know, because they checked me every week,
right.
overall, it was like, no, you're making these massive transfers. You've gone from like a 40, I think it was a 47, almost 48% BMI, down to like a 32 BMI.
Wow. Wow.
So my transfer was huge, but I wasn't seeing, you know, I wasn't
right.
fully
right.
seeing that every week. All I was seeing
so
was
just
the stupid
number,
scale.
Yeah.
I remember when the scale started to go back up, like a few pounds, I was like, mm-hmm. and I still wasn't under 300 pounds. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this can't be happening. And so I did. I remember then feeling really, really like, that whole thing,
yeah.
failure, channel for fair, this is who I actually am. It's never getting
yeah.
any better. And it took some reworking for me to see, no, progress was still being made. There was, you know, focus on the progress. You know, stop focus on where my brain had already
right.
gone, right? Your brain had already yeah. gone to, I'm going to look like this. It's going to feel like this. It's going to be like this. And so I kind of had to back up. And
yeah.
And again, it wasn't like I intentionally wrote it down. I didn't write it down and go like, I'm going to be, I didn't have a, you know, dream journal and like, I'm going to be this and I'm going to wear these, you know.
It's
yeah. like,
sparkly.
Listen, but you know what I'm saying? I was very disappointed. I could feel myself being disappointed.
Yeah.
And it did take, after that 1 year, it took me just, and that was October of this past year, where I really had to kind of get a glimpse of that. I had to feel better about the fact that, hey, the true measurement is here and it doesn't lie.
Right.
Right. The true measurement of how you're doing is here. And I remember having to really spend time to reshift and refocus. So I can go with the whole can be an R because that was it for me. It
yeah.
shifted from one thing inspirational to defeat. And then yeah. it went back to, no, I'm very much, this is very much, the, you know, at the end of the day, I'm way better off than I was. I'm continuing to do better. And at the end of the day, you know, the blood work didn't lie.
Right.
And health was definitely something I was achieving. So that was personal for me. I really struggled with it.
Yeah.
And I guess if people aren't careful, you know, when you're not specific with your goals, you might be surprised that your brain actually goes and fills in the
yeah.
blank for you.
Yeah.
And then you'll respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the right word because I'm not a psychology major, but like my brain went there. And I didn't
yeah.
know any different, and I didn't even know I filled in the blank like that. But
yeah.
but it was disappointing. I could definitely tell for me it was hard for me.
Right.
And so I guess people, you know, if they're not careful about it, and having good things to measure, the right thing to measure,
right.
they can go a whole year with a goal and struggle and have done amazing.
Yeah.
yeah.
But struggle because it will feel like defeat.
Right.
So
yeah,
that was my story.
Would you yeah. had anything like that?
Not really. See, I succeed by not setting goals.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
If you don't set goals,
you
can't fail at goals.
That's true. You never fail.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, I'm trying to think through if I've had too many to mention. Really, I mean.
Well, I mean, there's always things that you like try to do during the year that you want to do, and I mean, like in college, it was typically a semester by semester thing of like, now I'm going to get straight A's on this one to make up for, you know, the last 3 years and raise, you know, and then it's like at the end of the semester, I'm like, I still didn't care enough to do it. Then, you know, felt terrible, stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, but then it's like, well, it's like what Matt said, you know, it's going back and realizing, oh, you know, like I made progress, you know, it was like it's just with everything, you know, it's
yeah.
like you set an ideal, like typically the goals we set are ideals. They're not.
I agree.
They're not. They're not
Absolutely.
Always realistic. Like
yeah.
you know, it's like you need to lose 50 pounds, and so you're like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 6 months,
right?
And you're like, that's the ideal. Technically, it can happen.
Yeah,
but it's most likely not
yeah.
going to.
Yeah,
and so then you have to reset your ideal of what it is from. Oh yeah, that was the benchmark
mm-hmm.
of. At best, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
Versus, okay, I got somewhere
yeah.
along that line.
And I like what you said too, that like seeing the overall picture.
Yeah.
That you didn't see in the bite-sized segments that you yeah. were, you know, as you were yeah. looking at the scale each and every morning.
Every, I mean, gosh, yeah.
So I think sometimes if we would focus more on like you were saying, making progress throughout the year, and then at the end of the year, looking back saying, okay, where have I come? Rather than what did I not live up to, can make a huge difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was close to when we, when last it was the biggest number, so to speak, scale lying. I was close to 89 pounds, right? Lost. And no, it was 79 pounds lost. But then it started like when the scale was changing, it was like creeping down to like, no, now you only lost 75 pounds. How would I ever be angry about 75? Right.
So, yeah.
But then it was messing with me. Well, what happened was at the end of the year, when you really started to look at it, well, it was almost 100 pounds of fat that was lost.
Yeah.
Because I put on 20 plus pounds of muscle, you know. So it started to change, and I'm like, okay, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes, and I'll throw this out there, Zach, sometimes you need outside, you know, yeah. encouragement, mm-hmm. you need outside opinions. Sometimes people keep things really personal, like goals and things like that, really personal. They don't share them. And I know that yeah. some of that's to protect yourself. But sometimes you need outside people speaking into that, because if I didn't have someone speaking into that knew better, you know, that knew better than me, I would have just probably stopped or been like, this isn't working. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I did wrong. You know, and I wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just right. the physiology was changing.
Right.
So I would say even with that, you know, you should – no matter what it is, like if it's stuff during the year or whatever the case is, I think it's always healthy to have, you know, trusted people, your wife, your you know, close friend that you can share those things with that know you. They see the outside looking in, and they may see, I mean, if I would have been around Ryan, you know, all last year, I'd have been like, dude, you're doing amazing with reading these books. Like, yeah. I still can't read as many yeah. books as you are. Like, I would have wanted to encourage that instead of him getting to the end of the year and be like, oh, dude, like, half the book. And then he say he cheat with Goosebump books.
Yeah, I mean, well, he read more last year than I probably did in four years of college.
That's so, what I'm saying. I mean. So, you know, sometimes you need outside voices going, that's awesome. Don't ever consider that a failure.
Yeah.
You know.
And, I mean, sometimes you just need to trust that God's working in you.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me.
Some things you can't measure and see that clearly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, it wasn't necessarily a goal, but, like, last year it was I needed to be less stressed and to mm-hmm. kind of trust in God more and, you know, have. Because, like, anxiety was through the roof.
That's right.
Stress was through the roof. So, you know, it's like, but throughout the year, I never necessarily felt like I was making progress. But, you yeah. know, it's like, you know, as you're going through it, you know, it's like you look back and you go, maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought. But there's no perspective on it. And in it, you're like, yeah, I don't know that I'm making any progress, but I just kind of have to trust that
right.
I am.
Yeah. And then you may have someone like Brenda that says,
right.
honey, you don't understand. Like, I can see it in you
yeah. right.
so much more than you can. And that's true. It's good yeah. to have someone there to say, I see the progress, even
right.
When you don't see it.
Yes.
So you have to trust God for that part when you don't see it.
Absolutely.
But yeah. you'd have help people help too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last thought. Last
okay.
thought. So people...
Everybody's going to be so pumped to make resolutions right now.
Well, I mean, I think the main thing of people wanting to make resolutions and changes and that kind of thing is they want to kind of be better throughout
yeah.
the year.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
whatever area that falls into, you know, whether it's health or, you know, reading, whatever it is. So how could... What one piece of advice would you give somebody to... hopefully end the year better than maybe they're starting it, to kind of make some sort of progress. I think it's kind of the theme that we've all kind of landed on
mm-hmm.
is, hey, it's not about hitting a number or a mark or crossing these things off the list. It's about making progress towards something or someone you want to be. So what one thing would you, what one piece of advice would you give someone just based on your experience of trying to flesh out these goals and resolutions and those kind of things throughout your life? What one piece of advice would you guys give to someone trying to end better than they start the year?
I don't have to think about it for a minute.
All right.
Dave's going to be quicker on his feet.
I'll think of something.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. What I've done that typically has helped more than anything else is going, okay, so I want to do these five things. Like, you know, these are the five things I want. I've been working on them, but, you know, it's like, What kind of mindset, like we were talking about earlier, do I need to, like, keep in front of me and that will help me accomplish all of them? Like, you know, it's like if I want to eat better, if I want to exercise more, et cetera, you know, it's like just keep in mind help being mm-hmm. healthy. And, you know, and it's like however you want to do that, whether you – it's a one word or you mm-hmm. – like, it, I mean, that depends on the person. Like, for me, I hate lists in almost
right.
every form.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, writing
grocery
a list of resolution – oh. writing a resolution. Yeah, no, I'm the person who goes to the store and just is like, yeah, I need that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like writing, you know, if it's writing a list and putting that on your mirror so that you just see it and go, yeah, okay, yeah, this is what I'm doing. Or if it's, you know, one word where you go, it's just health, and you put that, you know, like, yeah, wherever, you know, you make it your background or just something to keep your mind on it. So it's an awareness thing for me is, you know, it's like if it, you know, if you're thinking about it and if at the end of the day, like during each day you go, oh, wait, yeah, I'm supposed to be healthy, you're going to slip up and you're going to be like, ah, I don't want to do this. But
yeah,
it's in the back of your mind, you probably won't be as bad.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. That's, you know, and I talked about that with the thing I framed in my office that totally did. Having that in front of me, even on days where I was kind of not doing, you know, what I wanted to be doing or making any progress toward the goal, sometimes I would catch that and be like, you need to call your friend or you need to go for a run or you need to, you know, those, just based on those words. So, yeah, I would totally agree.
And I don't.
That's one thing that's helped me.
And the other thing is that I don't feel locked into one thing. If I go 4 months in and I go, you know what, I feel like I've been doing all right here, but that's not where my focus is, change it. You're not locked. Like, don't feel locked into one thing throughout the year. Like, God doesn't necessarily need a full year to work on one thing.
Right.
And it might be good for you to think about now, but it won't be 5 months from now.
And goals, you know, when you have goals, multiple goals, and you choose priorities, then when you want to make a shift, you just go to another goal.
Yeah.
Again, I agree with you on that. I think that's a very good idea. All right. Here's what I would say. I would add to that, because I think you guys are both right in terms of keeping it in front of you. I would say, and I probably say this with a little bit of a assumption that people don't do it, right? Okay. So I would say be really honest, you know, with God in your prayer life.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I would make the assumption that people don't in terms of maybe people feel a little more formal, you know, God help me to get up and get to the gym this week or, you know.
Yeah.
But being a little more honest with God and just prayer, thoughts, and conversation, I remember last year feeling a little bit more peace coming when I would kind of be honest about the fact that, like, I don't want to get up early in the morning. I don't want to go to the gym. I want cheese, and I don't want to eat another piece of meat. You know, I'm just like, you know, I would be honest with God and kind of in my prayers. And a lot of times it was at night when I would be praying, and I would just be like lying there. You know, and just the true sort of who I am and my thoughts, God can totally handle all your unfiltered thoughts.
He already knows trust it. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So I learned that a long time ago that it's no use, but there is something about acknowledging it in prayer and then just being honest about it and allowing him to just give you some peace. Cause I guess for me, there was an early time when I was like, God, help me do this so I don't fail. Help me do this so it won't. And then towards the end of the year, I was much more honest about the fact that I'm really discouraged about it.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they keep telling me I'm on track, but I don't feel like I'm on track. You know, so it's like it was having him work through the feelings and the peace. And of course, you know, certain things, you know, he knew that things were going to be explained and things, but I didn't know. Right. So I think just being honest with God while you're in the midst of making these goals and changes, just be honest. When you're celebrating it, man, just celebrate it with him. Thank him for it. When you're struggling with it, struggle with it with him. You know, like, it's okay. Like, he's totally, you know, he's totally there for that reason. You know, the Spirit gives us that, what is it, the utterances, you know, of we can't even have words because our feelings are so muddled. We're just like, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the Spirit knows what it is and knows what it means, and he translates that for us. And I love that passage in Ephesians just because it means a lot to me in times of when it's low or, you know, the whole can be and are when the inspiration turns into channels for failure.
Yeah,
just be honest about it and let God kind of, you know, let God bring peace in the moment. Because I don't know if it's going to change depending on the situation.
Right,
it might not change, but you know, He can bring peace in that time.
Right,
and that's probably the biggest thing for me to add to what you already said. Because I agree with those.
Oh,
just
totally
one thought
agree.
There.
Good.
Yep,
it's good.
Cool, man.
Hey, good conversation, guys. Thanks. We've got a
resolutions.
Yeah, we got to make your resolutions.
Very Journey resolute. Podcast resolutions,
or your goals, or your priorities, or whatever. Don't whatever.
Hey, I will say it just from because I'm going to say it in a couple weeks just from the message stat side of things. You know, work on your one word. I think that's a big thing for us. I love the church. You know, kind of adopting that ourselves, and I'll talk a little bit more about it over the next couple of weeks, but just, you know, as I'm praying through it, as we're working through what that might be, maybe you end up with 13 like Zach did, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, just think about that one word. I think that I'll go back to that we said earlier, and I think those words we threw out, the mindset, the awareness, like, you know, God may want to do something in an area of your life. It doesn't have anything to do with the projects you have on your plate. You can still do those projects.
Yeah.
But he may have something deeper or bigger or more foundational that your word might be about. I remember last year some great words that I had some friends here in the church. One was cultivate. Mm. You know, they wanted to cultivate things. Like, they, you know, everything they did, they felt was just surface level. They wanted to dig down. And
yeah.
I was, that's so cool, you know. Yeah. And one person's word I knew was consider, right? Because they felt very closed and they felt very rigid, and they felt very, you know, they're just like, my goal this year is to consider, you know, when something comes new and something comes up, is my first response going to be, you know, defense, or but is it going to consider something? And so I'm like, dude, I love those things. Like, that jacks me up, because I think again, God might do something more in that than and make you even feel more fulfilled in that, right, than losing 10 pounds or you know, painting the room, or you know, and going to Europe.
Yeah, as you pray about it, you just have to trust God.
Yeah,
you know, that he does have what's best for you.
Yeah,
even if the word, even if you don't like the word.
Hey, your one word this year should be in Latin to take you to Europe.
There you go.
Latin.
Why not, dude? Come on,
it's a dead language,
dude. Yeah, it is. That's right. That's
exactly, I don't want to be dead on my way to Europe.
You don't mean? Come on, that's right. Oh God,
that's metaphorical.
That's right.
But yeah, so Happy New Year's.
Thanks
for sticking with us. We got some great stuff coming up over the next few weeks. Hey, I've got a great series coming up here at Journey. Well, I guess by the time this comes out, we'll be in week one.
Week one, right?
Yeah, we'll start it. So what if?
What if,
it's going to be a good time talking about vision and where we're going and where we're hoping to be as we follow God's heart for Journey Church and for us as leaders and followers and people just on a journey together. So yeah, come be with us on a Sunday. Keith, thank you for all your listening. We'll catch you next time at the Journey Online Podcast.